Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. Five-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Cousins and Kevin Stefanski, of course, were together in Minnesota. And he actually, Cousins had a really good year with Kevin Stefanski as his offensive coordinator for that one season. Vikings went 10-5, and Cousins threw 26 touchdowns and 6 interceptions, and he had both Achilles clearly intact. This year, his Achilles is repaired.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not played up to his normal expectations. He's been benched in Atlanta. We all know what that situation is. Would you want Kirk Cousins, Andy? Or someone like Kirk Cousins?
Is he an upgrade over Jameis Winston? Yes. Not by a ton. I'm looking at some of the numbers here. Just
he's thrown
numbers.
9 interceptions in the last 5 games, and Jameis has thrown 9 in the last 4. So I guess that spreads it out one more game.
Yeah, I'm kind of just bouncing back on their career numbers too, and the significant difference is, you know, in his career, Kirk Cousins' win loss ratio is way better than Jameis's.
He's been on better teams.
83-74-2 is his quarterback rating, and then Jameis Winston's 36-51-0. But their completion percentage isn't too far off. Jameis is like 61-62. It's almost 62% completion rate, where Cousins is a little bit under 70. It's a little bit under 66.
But the Jameis issue is interceptions, and Kirk Cousins is much better with his interception rate than Jameis.
So Kirk Cousins has
2.2 career interception rate.
126 on his career, and Jameis is 111, but he's played significantly less.
Right. Look to the column to the right. 2.2 is the interception rate for Cousins.
I think we're on a different website.
Jameis is like 3.8 or something like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, more. Smart
people we know.
Is he better? Yeah, but not that much. I mean,
no, I think he's he was a lot better. I don't know if he is now. He's a different looking guy. He doesn't move real well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been one of the issues in Atlanta, and he's been benched for a rookie with a team in a playoff race. That's telling.
Yeah, that's true. Although, yeah, it hasn't been a successful season. But
Kirk Cousins throughout his career, the best way to kind of describe Kirk Cousins is if you wanted to teach someone to play quarterback, you would put on Kirk Cousins tape, and you would say, this is how you play quarterback. Kirk Cousins is really good if he's within a structure that he can easily, you know, that he can go out and go, okay, there's my first option, second option, third option, goodbye. If things crumble around Kirk Cousins crumbles. Like, that's kind of the best way to describe him. if you can, if the line is a little hairy, Kirk Cousins can't really cover it up that well. If he's got wide receiver injuries, Kirk Cousins isn't going to make those guys look a whole lot better. But if everything around him is in good shape, Kirk Cousins looks really good.
Guy who we have had on the show numerous times over the years, big-time senior reporter for Yahoo Sports covering the National Football League, friend of the Menigan, Charles Robinson.
Friend of the Menigan?
Wrote a story yesterday.
Poor soul.
Yeah. It says, quarterback room, headline, Kirk Cousins is the Cleveland Browns' best bridge out of the Deshaun Watson era.
See the fiscal layout of how this happens?
If by chance Atlanta pulls a Denver, as Denver did with Russell Wilson,
right,
and all of a sudden Kirk Cousins is available for next to nothing, Kirk Cousins would be the perfect guy. Because you could bring him in, you could tell Deshaun, thank you, stay home. We're going to pay you because we don't have a choice.
Right.
You wouldn't get killed on the cap because you cut him or anything like that.
True.
And then you could find a young quarterback and develop him. If it's DTR, if it's Bailey Zappe, if it's somebody you draft, if it's Trey Lance, if it's Kyle Trask, if it's Zach Wilson, and you could bring that person in. I think depending on how Atlanta discards Kirk Cousins, he could be a really good option here. If they think he can still play, and if Kevin Stefanski, I mean, Daryl's right.
Do you think they're trying to trade him to us, or yeah, they'd have to, right? Or cut him?
They could cut him, but they, and it wouldn't be as punitive as it was for Denver, because he has a lot less money owed to him than Russell Wilson did in Denver.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, you know, let's just say they cut him, and Kirk likes Kevin, and Kevin likes Kirk, and they think we need each other for a year or three tops. He'd be perfect if they thought he could still play. There's, and unfortunately, there's the catch to the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
If they think he can still play. Frank is in the beautiful city of Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
What's up, fellas?
How are you, sir?
Hey, man. Let's end this circus, man. Please, no Kirk Cousins, man. Just let the man pick him a 6'4" or better quarterback that's mobile, that he can control, man. Because we already see, like they said, Brissett, Flacco, them is type of quarterbacks he needs, man. He can't. That's what he needs. Let him pick his quarterback. So if he can't get him together, then we end this circus, man. I really want Andrew Barry to lose his job because I done went through his picks, and I mean, he ain't had a lot of first rounds than the ones he did. He gave them away. I'm just tired of the circus, fellas. Let this man pick him a quarterback, and we see where we go from there, man. Don't do the Kirk Cousins. It's Achilles.
But Frank, what if Kevin picked Kirk Cousins?
What, ask for him?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm firing him. I'm gonna come down there firing.
Frank, let me ask you really quick. Frank, would you be good with Drew Aller?
He's not coming out.
I'm saying next year, if you want to hang on another year and just
wait. Yeah, because he's going to be right there when you pick.
No, can you stop, Jeff? I'm just asking a question. He's 6'5".
I don't know, man. He iffy, though. And Stefanski might can make him look good.
Yeah.
I've been arguing with Drew saying Stefanski can probably make Sam Darnold bum butt look good.
Frank.
Like Kevin O'Connell is in Minnesota, Frank.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, man, we need somebody that can get away from, because our offensive line is getting weak. We need somebody that can get away from the ball when he comes from up under center, if need be. But he got to be big and competent, man. Let Stefanski pick his quarterback, man.
Frank.
Let him pick his quarterback. All right, y'all have a good one, man.
I'll buy that. Thanks, Frank.
Happy holidays to you, Frank.
He's
let Stefanski pick his quarterback. Unless it's Kirk Cousins, and then I'm going to fire him.
A lot of leeway there.
There sure is. As long as it's not a guy I don't like, pick your quarterback. I just think it's a situation that's worth monitoring if you're the Browns. And I have no idea how their relationship was. I do know in that 1 year, it was 2019 when Kevin was the offensive coordinator, but Cousins was a 31-year-old quarterback. And they worked together previously, you know, as well. But Kevin was the coordinator in 2019 and Pro Bowl for Kirk Cousins. So that's a pretty good deal, actually. Jim is in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Jim, happy holidays.
Got about a minute, buddy.
happy.
All right, guys. Hey, like we've said in the past, and I just think we're getting out ahead of our skis here. We're making the assumption that Kevin's back. We're making the assumption that Andrew Berry's back. Look, I think the two biggest questions before we even start talking about next season is, what's Jimmy Haslam going to do with these two guys? I get that all the beat reporters and everybody says, as far as they think, that it sounds like he's bringing them all back. I just don't know how you sell to your fan base after 5 years with these two guys. I don't care. I would keep Stefanski. I don't know, after 5 years, you can go to your fan base and say, you know what? We're going to stand pat and go into next year that way. I just don't see how you sell it. I think you have a fan base that's already very leery of this group. And I just think that if you stand pat, the enthusiasm going into next year will be dead before it even gets started.
Let me throw this at you. They came back this season, stand pat.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I agree, and that we thought we were going to take a step. Look, here's the bottom line. If you're not moving forward, it's the same thing in business. If you're not moving forward, you're dying. You're moving backwards. You've got to constantly be building towards something. If we go into next year with this same group, what are we building towards? What are we building towards? What do we have to look forward to? Where's the enthusiasm? Where's the look for growth? Where is any of that? And I trust the fancy the way that you guys are saying. I just, like I've said in the past, I'll say it again. There is no way I let Andrew Berry. Look, here, you said it in the 2020 update. We gave our kicker a week off because we signed him to a dumb contract and can't just cut him because of salary cap reasons. That, to me alone, is a fireable offense.
Hey, Jim, you have a degree in business?
Multiple.
I thought so. I could tell. All right, buddy. Thank you, man.
That and boozing.
That and what?
Well, boozing.
Oh, boozing.
Yeah, which, you know. Tune into the post-game show. You'll find out. Mm. Jim, thanks, buddy.
Bye, Jim.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, Jim was dropping some business stuff there. Thought that. Bill Callahan is the reason that everything has gone south for the Browns this year, right, Andy? Isn't that what we've heard?
That's what people think. I think it's true. But
well, he's helping his kid talk to the media. Proof next on Baskin and Phelps.